All right, you are tuned into KGLR 95.3 FM. This is Rocky Flats. You are tuned in here now with Joy C. Is it just Joy C? Is that the...
It's Joy C, baby. Representing, yeah. Representing.
Nice.
I got a crew down in Denver. We're called Bearzay's World of Music Entertainment Network, and I'm one of the representations.
Nice, nice. How many other members in there?
Man, it's three of us who are in the vocals, and we write, and we got some great musicians with us. Actually, one of them is here with us today.
Nice.
His name is Neil Dynamite. He's real dope.
Which one of these fine gentlemen is that?
That's the guitar player.
The guitar in the back there.
Absolutely, and we got Aileon with me.
Nice.
Aileon, that's another dope artist from Bearzay's World of Music Entertainment Network.
Nice, nice. When did you guys create this group, or who founded it?
It's funny that you asked that, because we're actually siblings. So we've been doing it since birth.
Nice. That works. That works.
So it's kind of...
Helps to be family. Keeping in the family for sure.
Yeah, we've been doing it for years, though. I'd say since about
95.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Doing it for a while.
Nice. So what I was thinking is we're going to play some tracks.
Sure.
You do a few tracks, and then we'll sit down and we'll talk to all of you, and we'll go from there. And
no doubt.
So what's the first track you got for us today?
I am putting out an album called Hit High. I originally wanted to call it My Introduction, because the first track on it is a track called My Introduction.
Right.
So I want everybody to listen to that one first. It kind of gives you kind of all sides of me, kind of.
That's the introduction.
It's my introduction.
There you go. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get it started. I'm going to do the sound here. So pardon me, listeners, if it gets a little butchered right at the beginning, but I'll master it. Trust me. So... It's not them, it's me. Keep that in mind.
No doubt, no doubt.
My introduction. My introduction. My introduction. Joy C, baby. Yeah. Come on. I wanna introduce myself. Yeah. I wanna introduce myself. Come on. I wanna introduce myself. I wanna introduce myself. I wanna introduce myself, my name is Joyce. They know me as the polar bear, they know me as the masterpiece. They think that I am from the streets, but I am not from the streets. I know the doubt is over here, trying to test me to see if I can fix it up. To make sure I can mix it up, to see if I can be creative in the stupid shit. Get up, hear me, be just keep it up, see how you need it up. Notice how I flip it, rub it down, and just unique it up. I rock by else and dig it up. Notice how it has a phone, notice how it tells your trunk. Notice how it makes it wrong, and I feel like a punk. Let me make you shake you wrong, watch my little pockets flow. Notice how I make you sit and stare while your heart pumps loud and your mean drops down. Make you feel so sick that you wanna smoke a pound of that natural foam. I'm talking about that sophisticated. I'm talking about that 808 in your trunk. So don't trip when I send you on this natural high. I know the world gets tough when you're trying to strive to be the best. Passing your own test, just do what you gotta do. And God handle the rest. We all have a calling, but some of us get chosen. So don't trip if you ain't the one. That's for some of we all have a calling, but some of us get chosen. So don't trip if you ain't the one. That's for some of we all have a calling, but some of us get chosen. So don't trip if you ain't the one. That's for some of we all have a calling, but some of us get chosen. I won't trip, cause I am the one that's for some. I wanna introduce myself. I wanna introduce myself. I wanna introduce myself. I wanna introduce myself. Yeah, I said I introduce myself. Come on. I wanna introduce myself. Yeah, I wanna introduce myself. I wanna introduce myself. World of Music Remy.
Okay, that was pretty tight.
You liked it?
Well, I mean, I was running and grabbing your beer, so I didn't have time to listen
to
it all. But
yeah, I know. I
I'll
got a beer
listen.
Now. This is awesome. What, and I've never even seen this beer before. What is this?
This is Left Hand Brewing Company. It's the variety pack. You got the Sawtooth Ale. That's a good ale.
See, that's why I'm proud to be from Colorado, because I think we have, like, the most breweries, don't we?
We definitely do. We definitely do.
This is from Longmont. This is nice.
Right. From Schlongmont.
Let me do a taste test. Not bad. Ooh, not yep. That's Colorado. That's
yep.
Colorado.
Definitely.
Oh, kind of reminds me of Fat Tire.
Right, right.
I got milk stout.
Oh. Milk stout's good.
Yeah, it's like a milkshake.
All right. Well,
awesome.
You guys want to just? Did you want to play another track off the CD, or did
absolutely.
You
absolutely. Go ahead and play the next track. It's
sure.
called Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, and actually, you guys will soon be able to buy this track off of iTunes, right?
That's right.
So look
nice.
Out for it, babe.
Nice.
Look out.
Ready.
Good shit.
Sometimes.
All right. Well, let's play it. What's it called again? Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah. On KGLR.
KGLR, baby.
Yo. Remember when I was just a little tiny G, skinny as a bird and shy as could be. My family living with another family, kicking it, having fun, chilling to the street. Lights to turn on to everybody's big brother said, come on before we get that ass to burn on. So everybody went home and went to sleep and woke up to the same damn song. And then I got a little older, hit the elementary. I'm thankful that I didn't hit the penitentiary, wondering if I'll ever pass history. Coming to school every day was like a mystery. Little white kids talking ish and ass ish, like how'd you get your hair really curly like this? And I'd be like, I don't know, leave me alone. Sometimes I ain't know how to handle it.
I wish that I grew up in a hood. I'd be a different person, yes, I'm sure that I would. But psych, I'm just playing because there's so many words. To thank the Lord for keeping me in the suburbs.
Oh no! It's time for the sixth grade, the next 3 years. I held me feeling like I'm insane. I felt like I was insane. The seventh to the eighth grade, I failed every class and still made it to the next grade. And then I got a little present from my mama. She said that she believed me from the pain and from the drama. She was right, she got me my first keyboard. It was the DJ X, thought it was the shit. Hey, and then my mind grows deeper. Until the funky rhythm music had to be a keeper. Because it would accommodate me to my lingity lonesome. My ashy legs and high waters made me the joke of the school until the kids found out that I could sing. If I couldn't sing, they would just be me. But I was caught up on the prize, so I would never shed a tear. Instead of what you see, it just get bigger every year.
Sometimes I wish that I grew up in a hood. I'd be a different person, yes, I'm sure that I would. But psych, I'm just playing because there's so many words. To thank the Lord for keeping me in the suburbs. Sometimes I wish that I grew up in a hood. I'd be a different person, yes, I'm sure that I would. But psych, I'm just playing because there's so many.
You see, high school was a life of drama for me. I had a lot of fake lovers and real haters, backstabbers and slick traitors. Never got concerned with who I am. Never got no one to give a damn. Tell me, have you ever been so loyal to a man? You thought he had your back, but you would turn around and he would just talk smack. I got close to God.
That was Sometimes.
Sometimes.
That was Sometimes. I dedicate that song to my hood. You know, and I didn't even grow up in the hood. I grew up in the burbs, but
we
thought we were from the hood.
That's,
you know,
right.
Most people in the burbs did.
Well, what happened was is that we heard and moved out the hood. Get the hell out of there, you know. So therefore, well, once you get to the suburbs, you can't do nothing but be the suburbs. And it's a wonderful place in the suburbs.
Definitely.
And they got all their school books and everything.
I know. I went to school and I was like, school books.
School books.
Holy crap.
For everybody? Are you
everybody
serious?
Gets one?
So, yeah. It happens.
Nah, yeah, so that's what inspired me to do that song. I wrote that song a minute ago, though.
Nice.
I wrote that song, yeah. A lot of kids like that. I'm actually kind of offended.
Really?
Yeah. Like, a lot of kids, you know, I let them listen to my stuff. They're like, I really like that one. That one's awesome. And the old people were like, you know, whatever.
Most musicians will tell you that the youth always chooses the worst song that they, you know, the song they don't like.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what I've heard, at least from other local musicians, is the kids always pick up the song they don't like.
Okay, well, I'm going to take all the songs that I hate and put them on an album, because kids buy stuff. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They do. They do buy stuff.
At least download it and buy it.
So,
if it ain't their
credit card. So, yeah, did you want to... You guys are doing a live performance, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I
want to
hear the guitar
player. Let's
kick
something. Let's
kick
something live.
Something up here.
Let's kick something live.
For sure.
What songs should we do? Alien.
What you got?
What? How about I Wish?
You want to do some I Wish?
Yeah, give me a beat for I Wish.
I Wish.
Hey, y'all, we got Alien over here on the Kungas, man.
I'm on the Kungas. I can't believe I'm on the Kungas. This is new for me. I'm usually on a drum set or on the stage. I rap, I MC, I do everything. But then we got my man Neil Dynamite. Y'all
Neil Dynamite?
From various places.
he's over here bowing in the studio.
You dig? So he going to throw his aviators on, and he going to go ahead and give us a little something. Yeah, give us some of that sometime shit. You know how it is.
No, let's do some I wish. Let me let me go ahead and just do it a cappella and you guys just
move it in. All right, well, I'm going to let you guys do this.
I wish that we could open eyes. I wish that we could share the light. I wish that we could open eyes. I wish. If I could make a wish, I would fly to the sky so high, to the moon with my brand new shoes. I know if I could make it, I would be unstoppable, intangible, reprehensible, inexplicable to the end. But until then, I'ma keep on leaping towards the sky, making beats, wonder why. This is all I have to offer, just like every other young black person living in society. Why does it have to be me? Dreaming endlessly about being another nominee on the Grammys. I don't know, but I know I have a calling. This is more than a passion. Look, all that I'm asking is for the Lord to bless me. I pay my dues because I know the Lord's gonna test me. I know the devil's gonna try to get the best of me. The rest of me make me think less of me. When I don't know, when I pray I won't have to. I wish. I wish that we could open eyes. I wish. If I could make a wish, I would 1-2-step with Sierra on the red carpet, chilling at the Grammys. My hands would rock 50 G's, outfit from overseas, looking all good like all please. What? And wouldn't nobody top my strut, because I keep it gangster, but lady like what? And time after time, I'll change my look to stay fine, but I'll never change my mind. If I could make a wish, I would seal all my dreams in reality, just to get the clear picture of what my body's trying to tell me. I'm talking about the real me, not what you see, but me spiritually. I just wanna be on top and see my peoples with me. So if you're trying to hit the sky, gonna get with me. Don't be ashamed to do good. All my peoples in the hood, gonna light your light as if you know what I mean when I say, I wish that we could open eyes. I wish that we could share the light. I wish that we could open eyes. I wish. If we could open eyes, then we could show enough, shed the light. If we could shed the light, then we could show enough, open eyes. If we could open eyes, then we could show enough, shed the light. If we could shed the light. Yo, I'm sitting here wondering why time has been wasted. Case up the race that we couldn't face it. I wanna let my fellow young black people know that there is still hope. We just gotta help build each other. So when you see a brother coming up and out the hood, don't disrespect, cause you know he's doing what you could. We need to live our rights, we need to fight the sight of reality. Step over this formality, so go on and just clap your hands, or throw your hands in the air, praise God and dance. Do what you gotta do to stay alive, keep your grind up, smile and enjoy your life. I just wanna be on top and see my peoples with me. So if you're trying to hit the sky, gonna get with me. Don't be ashamed to do good. All my peoples in the hood, light your light as if you know what I mean when I say.
I wish
that we could open eyes.
I wish.
That we could shed the light.
I wish.
That we could open eyes.
I wish.
That we could shed the light.
That was awesome. Bravo.
Bravo.
Oh,
is that G-Girl over there?
That's G-Girl.
Hey,
G-Girl. G-Girl's in the mother... Hey.
That's what's up. It's nice to see you, girl. No doubt.
Hey, for the next performance, switch me. Trade me. Because you want to sound like a digital god.
That's no. No doubt.
That's for show.
So
we got G-Girl in the house.
G-Girl in his ass. Joy C.
Neil Dynamite.
And we got my boy over there from Illinois, yo.
Illinois.
He doesn't really care.
That's what's up.
Okay, you guys got another one then, huh?
So soon?
I'm fiending, man. You give me one song, I want more.
It's like that?
I'm a performance junkie.
Back all in right. 2003, you know? I used to be a D-boy, so I know about feeding the fiends. Let's do it.
I need more. All right. I'm itching.
Well, let's feed the fiends. All right, y'all, follow me. Check this out. I like that key. I like that. You did that on an accident, but I like that key. La 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 la. Let me check the key. There we go. I like that. Okay. Now back in the. I'm sorry. I think I just changed the key.
Yeah, you did all that. Didn't change the motherfucker. Shit. Which piece of school did you go to again?
I was on the short bus.
All right,
let me do this again. All right, how about all I right. pick the key? Okay. Now back in the day when our love was strong, we needed each other, but now it feels wrong. 'Cause down in my heart, there's a path in my zone. So I hope you understand me when I start to move on. Yeah. When I seen you in the mall the other day, I was looking at you from the side like, okay. It's been a while since you went and tamed my sight. You looking nice, and I'm thinking about trying you twice. The memories of you and me, I reminisce of your chocolate kisses killing me. Other people jealous, together we was flossing. People mugging hard, 'cause I was what you flaunted. We had dreams of being your one and only tons. But if I approach, will it be a rerun? Or will it be a new, fresh episode? And if so, can we get a series lasting lifelong? I don't know, man. I just have to ask, even though I know there's a reason why you in my past. Peeping you from across the way, let me slip my stunners on. Now back in the day, when our love was strong, we needed each other, but now it feels wrong. 'Cause down in my heart, there's a path in my soul. So I hope you understand me when I start to move on.
Go ahead,
Neil. Start to move on. It's getting real hot in here. We having a good time all up in the atmosphere. Got my people with me and yo, they feeling good. I know you really, really, really wish a nigga would. You know a nigga like me gon' come with the motherfucking left and right and have your ass feeling like a punk. I know these motherfuckers sick of me. I'm about to do the damn thing and bring the energy. I got the people on my motherfucking team. These motherfuckers be feeling me 'cause I'm Mr. Clean. I'm getting motherfucking clean and throw these motherfuckers off in the river. 'Cause I don't give a fuck, man. I'm a sinner. I've been a sinner. It's a little pup, motherfuckers be straight tripping. 'Cause see it sound like pop when I hit my motherfucking bang on the,
Now back in the day when our love was strong, we needed each other, but now it feels wrong. 'Cause down in my heart, there's a path in my zone. So I hope you understand me when I start to move on. Now I'm at the checkout in Vicky Secrets, treating me to Vicky Secrets. And you in the back of my mind, always on my time, got me contemplating. I feel you creeping up behind, familiar, sin and sacred. You whisper in my ear, hey baby, how you been? I flip around and act surprised, I couldn't move my lips. I almost lost my breath, I had to get back pimping. Your big brown eyes still got me set tripping. So go ahead and ask you who, what, where it wins. It's been so long, I don't know where to begin. Whom, let's start. If it's just been apart, it would re-enrich my heart. See the lightness from the dark. See the likeness from the dog. Now back in the day when our love was strong, we needed each other, but now it feels wrong. 'Cause down in my heart, there's a path in my zone. So I hope you understand me when I start to move on. Yeah. Go ahead, Neil. Now back in the day when our love was strong, we needed each other, but now it feels wrong. I need you in my life. Another way to be strong, so I gotta move on. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah.
They're good. So. Nice. That was awesome. What was the name of that track?
That was called Start to Move On.
Start to Move On.
Back in the Day.
Is that like Start to Move On with Back in the Day in parentheses? Or?
It's like a spoken word piece, ain't it?
It's a song.
It's like Back in the Day.
And then you got to snap your fingers. Snap your fingers when you hear good. No doubt.
Def Poetry jamming this month.
Already.
So what's really good, Joyce C?
Man, Aileon. If y'all don't know, y'all listening to that's Aileon over there. Say what's up, Aileon.
What's happening?
That's my boy. That's
playing
my brother.
The drums.
No doubt, playing the kungas. What are those kungas?
I don't know.
Kungas, bumbas, gangas. There's like so many names.
They make skin on
tatas.
They make me. Raw skin on wood.
Raw skin on wood that you beat over and over.
No doubt. Hey man, we got to get everybody out to our shows, man.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, I was gonna ask you guys a couple questions.
Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to know first, and that was gonna be my first question: is do you have any shows coming up?
I must have felt you on that one.
Right.
Man. I must have felt you on that one, dude. What's it like? The 18th. October 18th. October 18th at Comedy Works in Greenwood Village,
Sunday,
Colorado.
Right?
That is a Sunday.
So the Sunday around the 17th or 18th. Which
no,
day
I think
is
it's the
Sunday.
18th. I think it's the 18th.
I don't know.
You guys are playing Comedy Works?
Yeah, man.
We'll
it's going
to
be awesome. That's one thing you got
to
know about us. We do a wide variety of genres.
We do everything.
We do jazz. We do rock and roll. We do, we don't do metal.
We can make that happen.
Done
some metal.
Yeah.
I got drunk and turned into
Aerosmith.
See?
There we go, Neil. That's
my man.
Nice. Speaks through the guitar.
Okay, well then let me rephrase that. We now do metal.
All right.
And we do a lot, gospel, jazz,
sure,
we do it all.
Sure.
So So if you wanna catch some of our different genres, you can catch our jazz.
What are you doing at the Comedy Works?
We're doing some jazz and gospel over there.
Yeah, we're doing some jazz and gospel. So, the Comedy Works, that's going to be off the chain.
That's Sunday, it's going to be at like 11.
Yeah,
it's a brunch.
It's a nice little gospel brunch. You know, everybody comes out, eats a bunch of food that y'all ain't really even got to pay for because, just pay your little ticket. They feed you.
Yeah.
And
really
you guys
awesome.
Just perform?
Yeah, we just perform while people eat.
Nice.
It's pretty awesome.
We go above and beyond the Call of Duty, too. I've had people, they like, I am trying to eat.
Right. Some people do get offended, but it's like.
Are you in my face trying to make me clap?
But, it sucks because it's like, dude, you know that you were going to be here
at
watching entertainment, you know? So, of course, we're going to make you clap your hands while you have, biscuits in your mouth.
That's
what
I'm saying.
Like, come on, dude. Like, why are you getting offended when I say clap your hands?
I'm going to put my biscuit in your mouth. I don't want to have to do all that.
Sometimes people be tripping.
They don't know. People be tripping.
And then we have anything else in October?
Actually, that's kind of good for October. That's why we're doing a lot of
November, we have it's going to be a huge show. We got our DJ Amuse throwing
that's
a show.
Right, DJ Amuse.
We got
big shout out.
We got this artist named Kosha Dills from the East Coast. He's so dope. Do you know Kosha Dills?
No, but that's an awesome
Doesn't
name.
Doesn't it remind you of pickles?
Yeah,
awesome.
I was going to say that's pickle talk.
He's like
right
a kosher
there.
Pickle.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, us and Kosha Dills, DJ Amuse, we're going to be having a huge bash at
huge
a place
bash.
Called the Gypsy House in Denver, Colorado. That's off of 13th and Marion in Denver, Colorado.
Did it used to be something else? Or?
The Gypsy House?
Yeah.
It's a coffee shop. It's like a coffee shop. And
it's a coffee shop.
What do you call those things where you like
hookah
smoke
bar.
At hookah? You got the
hookah.
But downstairs, they have a huge basement downstairs.
For
hookah.
Sure.
They have a huge.
Until they kick you out.
Right?
I tried it before.
They don't kick you out.
They have.
I gotta perform in 5 minutes. I ain't going nowhere.
Right. No, but they have a huge basement in the there.
Nice.
So they always throw bashes down there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So November 14th at the Gypsy House, and then December 13th at Trax at the Gay Bar. Yeah, we mess with the gays too. We do the gays. So that's December 13th.
No harm, no foul. It's money.
Did y'all hear me stop talking?
Right, Aileon, he didn't say anything after that,
I started
talking about the gays, and then
gays,
he didn't
gays
say.
Gays cool, you know what I'm saying? They don't mess with me, I don't mess with them.
Hey, I love homosexuals.
I love
for every,
gays, too.
I love them.
Think
gay
of it this way.
Awesome.
For every homosexual man out there, that's another woman for you.
Right.
You know, right, that's the way I look
right,
at it.
But you know, more nowadays, more and more women are lesbians.
I know, and that's a damn shame. Although then you've got something nice to look at still. So, you know, it's right, kind of a win situation for guys, really.
Right, right. You know. But December 13th, December 13th, that is a drag show.
Oh,
it's
nice.
It's actually a drag competition pageant.
Yeah. Nice.
So it's going to be awesome.
I mean, y'all laughing, but these drag queens ball.
Yes.
Control.
Oh, my gosh.
You
they're
know, honestly,
amazing.
Like, I was reading that they actually get a higher turnout to those kind of shows than almost any other event at a bar or club.
They absolutely really do, but at the same time, the money, man.
Yeah. Oh, they get a lot of tips. They get a lot of tips. It's like they're strippers,
right?
Yeah,
right.
You know,
but
they just fly.
Like,
right.
It's awesome.
For woman, man.
I was thinking about becoming a drag queen.
I prefer man, woman.
No,
not woman, man.
No, he's a woman, man, because he wants to be a woman first. So you're right. They want to be a woman
get the
first.
Terminology right.
So they a woman, man.
You know, with all that money they make, I was thinking about becoming a drag queen.
You know what I'm saying?
You know?
Like, I'm a man, I swear.
Right, right.
Give me money.
They said I had the cheekbones for it. I don't even know what that
you actually
about.
Do have very glorious cheekbones, Aileon.
You know?
So I would highly consider becoming a drag queen.
It's ridiculous.
Because you love the gaze.
We are in a recession.
But my wife
we are.
Right.
You got to do what you got to do,
that's
man.
Right. That's right.
But you know what? I don't even think she would trip.
Your wife?
Yeah, you know, I don't think she would trip. She'd be like, $4,500.
Right.
For real.
Right. I don't think she
would
feel
it. Here, borrow my pantyhose.
You perform in this
right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're like, I got a nice outfit
in the
back.
I do have some nice heels in the back.
Did you need a bra?
You know what I'm saying?
That's awesome.
Ain't that crazy?
Heck yeah.
2009, heck yeah. I'm trying to tell you. It gets crazy.
So I was going to ask, you know, aside from this network of that you work in, what is the name of it again?
Bears Day's World of Music Entertainment Network. Or BZ's Women as an acronym.
Mm, BZ's Women. Eh?
It's like Bebe's Kids. But
yeah. Well,
women.
We are Bebe's Kids.
Yeah, we
but,
are Bebe's
yeah,
Kids.
But
bad
we were bad when we were kids.
Trying to leave
I think everyone
me.
Was.
Yeah. Bebe's Kids.
But have you guys worked with any other artists outside of that collective?
Not here in Denver.
Really?
Not here in Denver. I mean...
We worked with a few. You know what I'm saying? We got our boys Hood Made out of Nebraska.
Absolutely.
They
Hood Made
thug,
Entertainment
Dizzle.
Network.
And we hooked up with them. They gets down. What's Hood Made stand for? Overcoming
over
obstacles.
Hood Made.
It's hustling over obstacles.
Hustling over obstacles. Made.
Daily.
Something. Hood I don't know. Made, I was stoned when they told me
right.
the name of it. So
they're probably stoned
I really
when they
don't
came
remember.
Up with it.
They always want to
but they're awesome.
Their whole vision when I'm high. And that don't
right.
work. That don't work. I'll forget.
Exactly.
It never works.
Know,
it
like,
never
that sounds
works.
Really awesome. Too bad I ain't going to remember it in the morning.
You know, I ain't going to remember that shit tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
You're inspiring me
down.
Right now.
Right, right. We worked with other major gospel artists. You have this one lady named Shania from... Trinity 5-7.
Oh, yeah, she was off the chain.
Clark Sisters, Reverend, yep. Reverend James Cleveland. We work with, you know, big gospel artists.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Is that got a bit, pretty big backing around
oh,
Denver?
My goodness.
So
it's a ridiculous.
It's got a big backing everywhere.
But you know
well,
what?
Yeah,
that's what it has. So. It has a big backing everywhere. So, therefore, you know.
Doesn't matter where you go.
Don't matter where you do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the thing is that since, you know. We, you know, I do say a lot of fuck yous.
Yeah, we do a lot of fuck yous, bitches.
When I take the
bitches.
Fuck yous out of it,
yeah.
It allows me to go in a lot of places that other people can't go. So it
right,
works out.
Right, right. Yeah. Exactly,
so,
exactly.
You know. I put as many fuck yous on the album as possible.
Right.
Then
no
I
doubt.
Take the rest of the fuck yous and put them in my pocket.
And save them for the next album.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And
exactly.
The other fuck yous, I just, you know, let them come out when they need to come out.
Well, that's
like now, fuck you.
Right. There you go.
But we have worked. We are working with great, great musicians like Neil Dynamite.
Oh, man,
that dude
guys.
Is
y'all
awesome.
Big,
sounds
y'all
good,
Neil
man.
Dynamite. He is our right hand man for
definitely.
Real. That boy
definitely.
Is bad.
Loving the guitar work.
Absolutely.
Sure.
He absolutely.
He's what you would call our band leader.
Absolutely.
So he's
our
always
band leader.
Doing that little extra stuff like. You know, putting stuff down on paper so the other musicians can follow it. he'll start a song, he'll end a song, you know, he'll jump on top of the drums. He don't give a fuck. That's the kind of musician that we got in him, and He's off the chain with it. So.
Absolutely. Another great musician that we've worked with is a guy named Jared Q-Knox Sarlo, who has
Q-Knox.
He produced the tracks that you guys just heard. So.
Exactly. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's actually, he's really dope, and you'll actually hear some more that he produced.
Nice.
And he's that's really awesome.
That's kind of been Bearzay's World of Music Entertainment Network. That's been our mission, to go out and pick up people that are just fucking good at what they do.
Yeah, really awesome. for sure.
If you are good at what you fucking do, holla at us.
And it sounds like you guys don't really care what style, as long as you're
good at it. I don't care what
style. We're really, what would you call it? Musically confused. Like, you can compare it to someone's sexuality. Like, sure, we really don't know what we want. We just,
like, yeah, like that.
Right. We just, we're very bi-curious.
Right. You know? We are very bi-curious musically. Yeah. So, you know, I just, you know, I can't just choose hip hop because I will cheat on it with, you know, R&B or I will cheat on it with metal.
Right.
Now.
Right. Now so, you're cheating with metal.
Yeah.
Right.
It sounds like you're all a bunch of music sluts.
Yeah.
It's terrible. But hey, I wrap it up.
That's true.
That was corny. I'm sorry. That was really corny.
Dude, that was awesome, actually. that was like great little play.
I was just protection.
But yo, I rap it.
It's all about safe.
Right, I rap it.
That's right. Safe slut.
I do metal. I do gospel. I don't care. I'm a slut. I rap it.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, shit, let's get – do you guys want to do another – performance? I'd like to get another performance out of you, maybe.
No doubt.
And then I do have to move on to some other shows. But
no doubt. Fine, kick me out then. Fine, fuck it.
You can hang out if you want. I mean, shit.
I don't know. I'm too slutty for shit like that. But look here. I say, you know, we go ahead and hit up that next thing. You know what I'm saying? Get the little live thing going on. And then we going to come back. And then we got this other track that we brought up here. It's a little song.
Yeah,
y'all
you had
might
that
remember
freestyle
from elementary.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's a very memorable song.
Y'all might remember
song.
From elementary, you know, or even a Barney episode.
Two Live Crew?
Who knows?
That's what I remember from elementary. I don't know. This is me.
My elementary, I'm sorry. I was jump. That was my shit.
Oh.
I was a crisscross freak.
Yeah, we were all the white suburban kids that listened to Two Live Crew and made them all popular. That was us.
Nice. Awesome.
So y'all the one made Freak Nick possible.
Yes, that's right. That's right. We're the ones that forked all our money over to Freakin' Nick.
So that's how.
That's awesome.
So that's how
he
my
said
man
Freakin'
Uncle
Nick.
Luke,
Freakin' Nick.
So that's how Uncle Luke became the black Hugh Hefner.
Oh yeah.
You dig?
Yeah.
That's what's up. All right. But we're gonna go ahead and take it to a whole nother level. You ready, Joyce C?
Absolutely.
Give us something that you ready to, you know, we're gonna feel you for a minute, then on that last one we're gonna drop off and get everybody involved.
Sounds good.
I was looking at you the other day, reminiscing people through the picture frame, wondering why you say you loving me, but putting me through pain and misery. Don't know, but I know it's plain to see. Can't lie, you mean a lot to me, but sometimes I think I need to go. Don't think that we could learn to grow. I wish that love could find a way. I love you more than words could say, but sometimes my love is not enough, and it seems like your love is a bluff. But maybe I'm tripping, maybe we should keep it from the ground. I'm a pimping. You got me going up and down on my thoughts. Well, if I can't have you as a lover, how about a friend to the end? I know it's crazy, but befriending you will help me to the end. Or maybe that's high hope speaking. Maybe I'm living in a world of different meanings. Now there's pain, no remorse, like a Aaliyah back and forth. There's no wind to kill the torch. Love will find a way, of course. Love will find a way to you. Love will find a way. Take a second, think about it. Better yet, dream about it. So when you wake up, it's all in your soul, and you won't look new when you want to grow old. Until then, I'll be bold and hope my lung is strong enough for you and me both. Or we can call it test mode. But can't nobody come and rob me? I'm already sold. Trying to get back on the market. Get your blue book in pocket. It might be pretty shiny outside, but inside it's scarred. Had a couple of accidents that Mako cannot fix. That Geico can't insure, even though I'm prominent. Why does it seem like everybody loves me? But you, baby.
But you.
I'm gonna need you to get it together.
Get it together.
Love will find a way. To you. Oh, love will find a way. To you. Love will find a way. know you love me, baby. I know that times are crazy, and I don't want to make things hard, but I've loved you from the start. Ever since I first laid eyes, I know it's crazy, even I'm surprised. But if I can't have you as a lover, how about a friend to the end? I know it's crazy, but befriending you will help my heart mend. Or maybe that's how hope's speaking. Maybe I'm living in the realm of different means. Now there's pain, no remorse. Now there's pain, no remorse. Like a leak, you're back and forth. Like a leak, you're back and forth. There's no winner, kill the torch. There's no winner, kill the torch. Like a leak, you're back and forth. Like a leak, you're back and forth. There's no winner, kill the torch. Just kill the torch. Just kill the torch. Cause there's no winners. Kill the torch. Like a Leah back and forth. Because we're like a Leah back and forth. So kill the torch. So kill the torch. Cause love will find a way. Oh, love will find a way. Oh, to you. Oh, love will find a way. Yeah. Go ahead, Bill. Go ahead. You gotta kill the torch. You gotta kill the torch. You gotta kill the torch. You gotta gonna kill the torch. Because love will find a way. Love will find a way. Love will find a way. Love will. Love will.
Nice. I love the wicked laugh at the end of that.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta laugh like an old man that's been drinking too much. Ah.
All right, so I finally think we got the CD working here.
No doubt, no doubt.
Here, can you throw
this
that in?
This is awesome.
This last one, I'm gonna really get down.
I already got everything copied off that CD. So.
That's what's up.
For sure.
I illegally copied your music.
Oh my god!
Awesome.
I'm so sorry.
That means you're the first person who has a copy of my album.
Really?
Carla, yeah, because I am not going to release it.
You know, I stole the song last week off the internet. That's fucked up. Now I'm in trouble.
You reap what you sow, bitch.
I thought it was like unauthorized reproduction. So if you guys said, hey, put this on there, then that's fine, right?
Right.
I only said it once, though.
It only takes one time.
Isn't there a three-time clause?
It only takes say that one time, damn it.
Oh, this is great.
It's like that rumor back when I was a kid. It was like, if somebody's an undercover cop, if you ask them three times, they have to tell you. I was like, who the fuck made that rule?
Right. That is so dumb.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, man.
Heck no. No, I'm not going to release my album until December.
Nice, nice. Are you guys going to have, like, prints, or do you guys already got
release? Absolutely. We're going to have a release. The release date is TBA.
Okay.
To be announced.
Do you guys know if you guys are getting any in any stores localized?
Absolutely. It's going to be in all your local, Denver local. I'm still working on my Boulder local.
Sure. We can help you.
Okay.
Is that Denver local?
No doubt. No doubt.
Still working on Boulder.
Of course, it'll be at Angelo's CDs and Tapes. You can get it off iTunes,
right.
CD Baby, all that online stuff.
CD sure. Baby,
all
Amazon.
That good stuff.
Sure.
But it will release in December, so stay tuned by looking at my MySpace.
That's right.
MySpace.com/JoyCMusic. That's JoyCMU. Wait, how do you spell music?
M-U-S-S. Yeah.
No.
Wait, what? I studied it. Can't spell it.
Right.
I'm a master of history, but I suck at English. How do you spell history?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So you guys keep looking for that. Stay
and
tuned
then,
for that.
Just to make sure that everybody understands, Joy C, she just put some naked pictures up there.
So y'all need to make sure y'all
check
online.
Go take a look at my tauntaun.
I mean, she is just naked. I mean, titties everywhere. Yes. So y'all need to
everywhere?
Make sure
that sounds like a condition you should check out.
Hey, that's all right.
If you have titties everywhere.
Y'all think it's weird, okay, but look. A lot of men, they got a fetish. And when titties is everywhere, it's all good.
I wasn't going to tell you this. I was actually going to wait until I actually released it. But I have a picture of my breasts wrapped around a pole, actually tied in a knot. I wasn't going to tell you guys. I wasn't going to wait, but I think the world should know.
And you heard it here first on KGLR.
Awesome. I just thought the world should know. So, yeah, keep a lookout for that.
Well, now I'm going to buy the album just to see the titty twister.
Awesome.
Like, I got to see how that's possible.
Yeah. It's possible.
Oh shit!
You don't get the fake that's boobs funny. With the silicone. You get rubber.
Oh no, real no. Only real boobs can be tied in a knot.
Hell yeah!
That's rough.
Oh man, hell that's a good time though. I sure appreciate y'all letting us come out. You
it's
know,
sure. It's an honor to be on Greenlight Radio. Network.
We appreciate you guys coming out here for sure.
Greenlight Radio, that's what's up.
Yeah. Did you want to do this?
No.
You guys want to do this freestyle track? This track three? I got it all.
Yeah,
we're
going to do this track number three, and then we're going to get out of y'all's hair. Make sure y'all check us out October 17th at Comedy Works at Landmark in Greenwood Village, Colorado. Y'all can check us out on MySpace, Joy C Music.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yep.
And then make sure y'all just, you know, stay tuned, because we about to take the world by storm. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people know who we are, and we just want to make sure we do our best part to be a part.
Because so. We about to. We about to.
I mean, I would say we already did, but I don't want to tell everybody what we've been up to. So.
And don't ruin it.
I can't, you know? You fuck around and so start saying say shit, then people start messing it up for you. So therefore, I ain't going to put all that information.
Don't hex it till it's done.
Yeah, do you hurt? But, I just want to say thank you guys very much
thank
for letting
you.
Us come down here.
For
I mean,
sure.
It was a hell of a trip. I mean, coming from the sea.
Our navigation system got us lost.
Yeah, it was the
yeah,
worst.
That's, like, that'll happen.
That shit don't work up here.
Nope.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like
fuck around and get
have
out
to,
here.
Like, make like a UE.
Make a left. Yeah. Make a left. Yeah. Make a left.
Right.
Make a God!
Like, we're on a dead end. We can't make a left anymore. I mean, you know?
This shit was wild. It was like everything started
malfunctioning. But it's okay. I love Sprint.
We made it.
Sprint's awesome.
It's all good. Sprint's all right. I owe him some money.
Yeah, Sprint's awesome.
So.
Yeah.
They're all right when I don't owe them shit.
Oh, Sprint's
I hear that.
I was so mad when they hooked up with Nextel. I was trying to get a chirp.
Right.
And these fuckers merged and shit. Now I'm stuck with both companies.
But now, hey, but it's okay because Sprint owes us money now for putting their name on the radio. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So they should
that's
give
right,
you
Sprint.
A
y'all's name.
Yeah.
So now Sprint,
so they
you
should
owe
pay
me
us.
Back. Or at least we just call it quits, you know what I'm saying? Whatever I owe you, just sweep it under the rug.
Yeah, they're
going to
waive your bill now.
It's all good, you know.
I'll have my people call their people.
Yeah.
Like, we promoted you for free, now nullify my bill, bitch.
Pretty much.
I went on the radio and I said Sprint's rocks. Now fucking I don't owe you shit.
Say that again, I'm sorry. Notify my bill, bitch. Like, say that. I mean, that was awesome coming from.
I like that, that's how you do it.
Now I can't repeat it.
Okay, damn. Okay. That was dope.
That's what it is.
It's not as good as it was the first time.
But yeah, go ahead and play number three, man. We're going to all have a good time. Neil Dynamite, do me a favor and just chime in. You
jam
know.
Along with this dude.
Jam along.
Y'all give it up for Neil Dynamite, man.
Yeah, for
Neil
sure.
Dynamite.
Thank you.
We love you.
Get your balls out of my mouth. Get your balls out of my mouth. Okay. But yeah.
yeah.
I hate waking up to hearing that.
Neil Dynamite Ribaldo.
All right, so I'm just going to play this track.
Yeah, for go sure. Ahead,
all right. Here we go.
Y'all wild in a motherfucker.
Oh. Here. See, I ruined it. There we go.
Woo! Hey, turn it up a little bit in my headphones.
Now, I told y'all going to remember this.
Listen to this.
It goes, happy trails to you.
Remember that?
Until we meet again, until we meet again, until we meet again, until we happy trails to you. Oh, yeah. Until we meet again, until we meet again, until we meet again.
Elion,
until we meet again, go ahead and do your thing, cause when we ride back through
through your town, we coming, man. We coming harder than charge, like we be Charles in charge. And we don't give a fuck, man, cause we done caught a charge. And when we ride to your city, be careful, cause we drunk. We hide in the motherfucker trying to get this thing pumped. I know y'all feel me, you drill me to the end of time. Y'all niggas be tripping, cause I'm coming with that
woo.
I'm coming with that hot, that rock. You know, that type of, that make you call the cop. And then I hand it to my girl Joyce C. She about to show y'all how it is, give y'all energy.
I wanna introduce myself, my name is Joyce C. If you don't know me by now, I'm from the 303. And I'm kicking it over here on Green Light Radio. So if you're listening, turn up your radio. And do it fly, do it big, get a gig. If you like me, tell your mama, tell your kids. And tell your sister, tell your brother, tell the one you're fucking.
Yep.
And tell the one you're loving, tell them something, bitch. Until what?
Until we meet again. Until we meet again. Until we meet again. Come on. Until we meet again.
Happy trails to you.
Until we meet again.
Until we meet again. Hey, if y'all listening to this, it's your birthday, so happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday
to you. Happy trails.
Happy trails,
y'all.
Bears Ace World of Music Entertainment Network, Joyce C. Aileon, my man Neil Dynamite in the studio. We love y'all. Sure appreciate y'all having us come out.
Thank you, man.
Hey, y'all enjoy yourself. Joyce C, wrap it up.
One more thing. We got to give a special shout out to the king of Bear Zay's World of Music Entertainment Network, Bear Zay.
Bear Zay?
Who's Bear Zay?
Who is Bear Zay?
Oh, my God. He got to be the biggest Negro you know.
Yeah, he big as hell. That's why his name is Bear Zay.
That's right. But now I'm going to send a super shout out to my doggone president, my friend, my motherfucking right hand man. I'm the underboss. He is the boss. My man Bear Zay.
Bear Zay, he's our biggest brother. He's not here with us tonight.
He ain't here right now.
Work, unfortunately, in a different city, so he couldn't be with us tonight. But Bear
you
Zay,
dig.
That's okay. Boy. I mean, maybe we can work out more interviews with more of the talent in the network. You know.
Hey, you know what? Next time we'll get him on the phone.
There you go.
I know, right? That's where our metal side and our crazy, like our really crazy side,
yeah,
comes
he's out
in.
Of fucking
Bear
control.
Zay. Yeah, you know, he's dumb. So if y'all want to see who Bear Zay is, come to our show.
Yeah, come to our show.
Okay. Again, that's October 17th, Comedy Works, baby.
October 17th, Comedy Works, Landmark.
11 a.m.
Greenwood Village, Colorado. Baby.
All right, y'all.
All right, I'm getting the fuck out of here because...
Yeah, I'm going to finish my beer. Who got a blunt?
As long as the microphone is in front of me, I'm going to keep talking.
I can handle
so
that.
Stop talking.
All right, cool. You got to smoke us up. Cool. All right, it's time
if
to go
got
smoke.
A blunt, you know what I'm saying? Some beer. All
right, well, I'm going to...
make it happen.
Switch to some music.
Happy 420 when it come around.